There's one big problem facing accordion players here. It goes a little something like this.
America sort of has a bad reputation for not going anywhere with accordion, and I think polka is one of the reasons.
Yev Nosov is an accordionist in Spokane. He says American accordion players have a reputation for playing polkas and only polkas. But elsewhere in the world, the accordion elite have moved beyond polka.
I mean, yeah, there are times and places where you would play one, like Oktoberfest or something, but you wouldn't want to play one during one of these competitions.
And what would they think if you played a polka?
They'd probably just press the button and you'd fall through the floor.
Nosov is 24 years old. He didn't grow up watching the Lawrence Welk show. He's part of a younger generation of musicians pushing the instrument into other genres, like indie music, jazz, and classical music. But it's taken longer to convince the rest of the world, says Patricia Bartel. She was born in Bolivia and now teaches accordion in Spokane. 3 years ago, Bartel says she went to Italy for an international competition.
And it was the first time they had ever seen United States present. So when I got there, I didn't realize the stereotype on United States. So like, oh, it's U.S., sort of going to hear a polka. You know, it already kind of carried that stigma. I'm like, oh boy.
Bartel didn't play a polka, and she placed third. She says that helped convince international skeptics to bring the world trophy stateside. 5 American accordion players are among the competitors this year, including Yev Nosov. He's trying to work out all the mistakes before he takes the stage.
So it seems like the world came here, you know, and I'm going to be in front of it.
Okay.
Nosov says even if he doesn't win, it's a comeback moment for American accordion music. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.